With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. The Love Trumps Hate Rally, progressive Missoula's answer to President Donald Trump's appearance yesterday, drew roughly 1,500 people to Playfair Park. The rally served as an emotional release for some participants. Here's a woman who identified herself to Montana Public Radio only as Rainbow. Rainbow is no fan of President Trump.
He's a misogynistic, bigoted imbecile.
Missoula Mayor John Engen, who was not invited to personally welcome Trump to town, couched it in less assertive terms. This is what Engen says he would have told the president had he the opportunity to meet Trump.
I would like to say, Mr. President, the nation deserves respect and compassion and decency, and you have an opportunity to set an example for generations to come, and I think you're wasting that opportunity.
The group that organized the event at Playfair Park, Missoula Rises, said it wanted to create something constructive with its rally. The group provided participants free bus rides to the county election headquarters about a mile away at the fairgrounds. There they could register to vote or drop off ballots. Petitions and political informational booths were everywhere. Kelly Two Teeth staffed one such table.
I'm here protesting Trump, but I'm also here to inspire the Native and Indigenous population to vote.
Two Teeth describes the Native vote as Montana's true swing vote. She says that carries a lot of power and meaning.
Just being here and being at rallies, being present, it gives us that visibility that we're still here and we're fighting within our state alongside of all other people and trying to bring, you know, light to the issues that affect Indian country.
Her top issue right now, missing and murdered Indigenous women. She describes it as an epidemic. Jenny Gorsegner's top issue, this and all elections, is health care. Gorsegner's four-year-old twins, Abby and Henry, were having a blast playing in the park's sandy volleyball pits.
We're here really to just be part of the community and stand up for love and goodness and kindness. My son has cerebral palsy, and so we're here also to remind people that Medicaid matters and healthcare matters and that healthcare is a human right.
Gorsegner says Henry needs intensive therapy 5 days a week. She believes Democrats have her family's best interests in mind.
I don't believe that President Trump is standing up for my family when he closes borders and puts kids in cages and believes that Medicaid is the reason that we have deficit in this country. I don't believe that Gianforte, by punching people, is representing kindness and goodness that Montana does represent.
Missoula's Virginia Avery came to the Love Trump's Hate rally dressed as a Halloween witch.
This was the way that I found as a woman and as a mother to fight back. I turned to taking my rage and putting it into constructive crafting.
Avery says she's been reading about the burning of witches in 17th century colonial Massachusetts, which she says represents women's long battle for equality.
And we have a president who openly mocks women, calling them names, saying that you can grab them in inappropriate places. It's giving a permissive attitude towards that. And so that's why I'm out here saying I'm not going to stand for it.
For all the passion on display at Thursday's Love Trump's Hate rally in Missoula, there was no violence. Mike Boxell said America's right wing creates enough rancor and incivility. Boxell wants the left to stay above the fray and was glad the rally didn't turn ugly.
You know, if somebody wants to start an action, block traffic and all that, then they're bringing themselves down to their level, plus they're filling into a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Boxell then pointed to the word liar, which someone had spelled out with giant banners on Mount Jumbo overlooking Missoula.
Action like liar written up on, I don't know if you can see liar up there, that is a quiet, non-violent, assertive action, and I'm all for that.
Several members of the General Defense Committee for the International Workers of the World Missoula chapter, otherwise known as Antifa, joined the rally and had a small informational table. Several were dressed in dark clothes and carried black and red flags. They caused no problems. Overall, event organizer Aaron Erickson of Missoula Rises was thrilled with how the rally turned out.
We pulled together this major Get Out the Vote event in 6 days. It's pretty extraordinary, I feel like, what we've pulled off. And just to see the collaboration all across the board, from organizations to community members, it just feels so good.
Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.